हेलो, वेलकम बैक, वेलकम बैक टू आवाज़ एफएम 107.2। अगर आप हमारे साथ अभी अभी जुड़े हैं तो आज हमारे पास गेस्ट थे, अभी बोल रहे थे एक्चुअली मिस्टर अश्विनी सबरवाल जी, व्हाट मंदिर इज डूइंग ड्यूरिंग द लॉकडाउन, हाउ दे आर हेल्पिंग द कम्युनिटी। नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक टू मृदुला चक्रवर्ती एंड शी इज गोइंग टू से हाउ इज शी डूइंग, स्पेशली व्हेन शी इज रियली वेयरिंग टू हैट्स। I can see that she is with Mandir committee also, and she is secretary of AIO, which is wonderful. So we are going to ask her. She was the actually instrumental to bring lots of people together, which is a good thing in any community, which is a nice thing if we support and help each other. So welcome, Mridula ji. Good morning to you. How are you?
Thank you, Manjulika. Yes, as Manjulika already said, that I'm a member of the executive committee of the Hindu Mandir, and also I am the secretary of the Association of Indian Organizations, AIO. I have wider connection within the Indian community in and around Glasgow and other organizations such as United Scotland Malayali Association, Glasgow Indian, and many more. During this period, it occurred to me that it would be good to put our resources and energies together to face this crisis as a combined effort. After all, end of the day, we are all just part of a big Indian family in Scotland. And if we put our support for each other, build trust and also mutual respect, then it could be a wonderful thing. So that's why I actually approached Mandir, first of all, and the other organizations, and it was immediately welcomed by all the organizations, as mentioned earlier. Just to say maybe the good news, first of all, and then maybe I talk about the other things. To date, we have been able to serve around 21,000 meals, which included Indian students in crisis, homeless, NHS staff, police staff, and also the ambulance staff. So that is the
excellent work.
Excellent news for everyone. Mm-hmm. The COVID pandemic is a terrible experience for many people in our society, but it is a reminder to all of us that the strength we have to work together for a common goal. And also, it is very satisfying, rewarding, and effective when we put our resources and energies together as a team to work cohesively. So I think towards that goal, with the help of all the organizations that we are working together, I think you're achieving something which is very, very fulfilling. And I hope that this effort is continuing towards the end of the crisis, when it is over and beyond. Thank you very much, Manjulika.
I think it's quite interesting to know that how things are panning out, especially when we are working together, which is an excellent thing, especially for our community and wider community. And I think how this is, I understand this might be the first time happening that we all the organizations are coming together and working for a I can't think of any other just now recently have done that after a long time, isn't it?
it is really very
yes.
It is so it's a real pleasure, because the teamwork is excellent, and the way we have approached the problem in a more humanitarian manner, and also in a practical approach.
Right. So now we have to go for another break for our interview with Mr. Sohan Singh Randhawa. He is, you mostly probably everybody will know him. He comes from Glasgow. He actually is a vice president for AIO, vice president. So,
senior vice president.
Oh, senior! I didn't realize there are more. I thought only one. That's so kind of you to correct me. So it says he is senior vice president of All Indian Organization, AIO, for many, many years. So we are going to contact him via phone. So don't go anywhere. We are with you for a time being. Listen what they are doing in this community so that you can come and help us also.